405-453. It's the Signal CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Head over there and enjoy those features you'll find completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their site. We give it away, so go and enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your phone calls about what's on your mind. Also talk about the outrageous story coming from Massachusetts, where a town has banned profanity. We'll get to that here in a moment, but I want to update you, the listener, on the latest on the case with Jillian Batty, Weymouth, I guess is her legal name.
Batty, yeah.
And she has been arrested. This is the proprietor of Stateless Sweets. We've talked about Stateless Sweets on the air in the past, and you know, they're a great agorist business, just, you know, selling folks delicious treats. Mark, you were very excited recently
the
about
English
the toffee,
is,
I believe.
Yeah, the English toffee is really, really good.
That she sent along. I
never had anything better in my mouth.
I demolished the fudge that she sent
you
here.
You sure did.
Well,
I don't see how you could like the fudge as much as you like the English toffee, but I suppose...
I'm all about the fudge.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the English toffee for sure, but it was great. And, Nemi, you were out that week, so you totally missed out.
Totally missed out.
Stateless Sweets. We were pushing it on all of our co-hosts, and it got great reviews.
I bet.
So, you know, you can't go to Stateless Sweets and order anything right now because the proprietor is currently, I believe... She is either still in a jail cell or was perhaps released earlier today. I'm not clear on that. I think she may still be behind bars trying to raise money for a bond.
Mm.
And I'm going to see if there's a way for me to get the information to you about how you could help her with that. Right now, what you can do to get the latest on her case is go to copblock.org, and her article is the one that is Call Flood, Yet Another Arrest for Marijuana Possession. However, as of this morning, the request for calls has been rescinded. What happened was she was trying to come to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is starting Monday, and she comes from California, was going to apparently drive out. So she had gone to pick up her son, and she had gotten her son, and then had continued on her journey towards New Hampshire.
Yeah, I thought she was in California. I thought it was odd that she'd be going through Texas.
Right, so she was in Texas when she was pulled over by, I guess it's the El Paso, Hudspeth County sheriffs, or pulled over by somebody, ICE. I think it was like an ICE checkpoint is what I read earlier. But she ended up in the custody of the sheriffs at the jail. Last night, folks were calling the jail to inquire regarding her well-being, to find out what was going on, and to ask the jailers tough questions. And so I was one of those callers last night. I actually posted the call to our SoundCloud feed so folks could hear that and be more aware of what was going on and hopefully encourage them to call. But at this point, it has been requested that folks not call the Hudspeth County Jail because of what happened last night. I don't know. Did you hear, Mark?
I heard that she got put into solitary because of the calls. And
that's the claim.
Yeah, I guess I'm stunned. Every time you think you've got some good system, they figure out some way to use more force and more violence against people. They're taking somebody who's done nothing and then putting them in solitary, which is awful. It's awful. Having been, well, I wasn't in solitary, but I was in confinement at one point for 5 days while I was in prison for saying what seems to be the problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can tell you, this is not a fun experience at all.
No doubt about it, and I can only imagine.
Sure, go lock yourself in your bathroom for the next 5 days if you want to know.
Well, and I can imagine that it's probably a little bit worse when you're in a jail that's run by people who, on their hold music, apparently, I didn't notice this last night, but it's been reported that maybe the sheriff's department rather than the jail that has this music, but one of these bureaucracies has hold music that is "I fought the law and the law won" looped endlessly.
Very clever.
Just give you some idea of who you're dealing with. The kind of people that are running this this installation. So Jillian is currently being held. They're attempting to, it's apparently a $500 bail bond. The chip-in is over at jillianbattyweymouth.chipin.com. It's going to be impossible for you to figure out how to get there. We'll see if we can come up with a shortcut for you.
It's at CopBlock, right?
To make it easier. That is not linked to on the CopBlock article yet. So we'll figure that out and give you more info as we have it. It's horrible. By the way, what was this all about? Well, she had a bit of marijuana, apparently. Allegedly, she had a bowl pack's worth of marijuana and the bowl. And that's why she's now being apparently charged with, I've heard it's a felony. I don't know if it's actually a felony. Information is always sketchy when you're on the outside of this stuff. So one of our sponsors has been put in a jail cell, and it's horrible.
Yeah, it's rough stuff. I mean, you know, all I can say is it's within 100 miles of the border, you can get stopped for anything. And
you can always get stopped anywhere you are. And the thing about this is,
they can search your car if they're looking for illegal immigrants.
The thing about this is that she is one of, you know, over 800,000 people. So what happened to Jillian isn't uncommon. It's just that the war on drugs happened to strike close to the home of Free Talk Live, in this case, one of our advertisers. But these things happen all across the country every single day, and it's only a matter of time before somebody that you care about, somebody who is maybe a relative or another loved one or somebody that you work with, somebody who's a friend, it's only a matter of time before somebody gets picked off, somebody that you know ends up getting arrested and put in a jail cell. When I was on the phone with the bureaucrat last night, he did not like it when I did not understand when I asked him if he was used to caging peaceful people. Didn't much care for that. And I think that it's important to ask questions like that. I agree with CopBlock.org and their approach. I think it's sad that she was placed in solitary confinement because phone calls of support were coming in for her. But I don't regret making the call. I think it's important for these bureaucrats to know that people aren't forgetting the person in jail.
Stopping the call flood, doesn't that kind of give them
a win?
Yeah, a win.
I tend to agree. However, I guess the request to stop came from a husband, I believe, of Jillian.
Yeah, sure. You've got to stop if they stop.
If somebody doesn't want it to happen, then I'm not going to disregard those wishes and continue on. But I tend to agree with you, Mark. I mean, you know, if they've got her in solitary confinement, they can keep her there for whatever reason they want to. If this is the excuse that they're using to put her there, who knows, you know, if they're going to let her out. Will they let her out when the calls stop? Or maybe they're just going to keep her there until she posts bond. I mean, they can do whatever they want.
Indeed.
It's their jail. But I do agree with you. I think it's important to, you know, to continue a call flood so these bureaucrats know that they're not going to have an easy time.
I don't know the call flood. I mean, you know, what's a call flood really do?
Want to get rid of the person, hopefully.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they upped the ante, and it looks like they called the hand and won. Either way.
Well, there have been times when these bureaucrats have done this sort of thing where they have, you know, cranked up the enforcement and they've backed the activists down. I mean, I think of the trespass of 12 is a great example of that, where myself and another bunch of activists were arrested for simply walking around the jail and waving at people. We were arrested and charged with trespassing for that, and it was after that that nobody bothered to come back and have parties at the jail anymore. We used to always have parties at the jail when our friends were getting out and going in. We'd have, like, a welcoming back and a going-away party for them out in the jail parking lot.
And you'd walk around the jail and wave and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'd walk around the old jail all the time. It was no problem. So then they moved it to a new jail, and all of a sudden it became a total crackdown area. So what we're going to do on Monday the 25th is have what I think is going to be the very first jail party outside this new jail. We're going to have a Derek J. release party because our friend and co-host Derek J. will be getting out, hopefully, the day after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know if anybody's going to bring a grill out, as has been done at the old jail, but it sure would be nice. It would be pretty cool. What we really need to have happen is a huge group of people to gather outside the jail again. And, you know, we won't walk around the jail this time, or at least I won't, because I can't afford to get arrested again at this point in time. But I think that's probably what really upset them the first time out, was the fact that folks walked around the jail and what the jail operators considered a secured area, which there's no fence or anything.
Piece of grass.
There's nothing to stop you from
grass.
From going there.
Hey,
so
really, are jails that faulty?
That was a brand new jail
that people walking on the grass,
yeah,
is going to be a problem?
But that was another example of how it was that the state won. And, you know, we need more activists. We need more people getting out there and taking risks and doing stuff. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey,
who do you think you are?
Excuse me. There is no video audio.
mouth in it.
Hey! Oh my god! Unbelievable!
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you free. Enjoy over freetalklive.com. You can actually access our mobile site should you like. You can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, and you will find the live streams, links to all of them, broadband, midband, and narrowband for different size internet connections. All of them are free, of course. And you'll also find free software that will allow you to listen into them. Go to m.freetalklive.com. Now, another way that you can tune into our live streams is with the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. In fact, I'm using it right now in the LRN.FM staff kitchen, where it is constantly playing LRN.FM, which means that, you know, if we're somebody's out making something during one of the breaks, we can hear what's going on in the studio. And, of course, they're there are like 18,000 radio stations that you can get on this thing. So if you want to, you can have all manner of different music and talk content at your fingertips.
Learn another language.
So Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes, you can get them all with C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's a great product by a great company that is known for quality. Go to CCRANE.com. C-Crane, CCRANE.com. Check out their CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio if you're into the Internet sort of thing. Or maybe you'd rather go with something a little more old school like the CC Radio 2, which actually receives radio waves of the AM and FM style.
And it's the best for receiving AM radio waves. Of course, it has a great FM tuner, but it's the very best thing you can get.
Good products all across the board. So yep. C-Crane.com. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Stateless Suites. Jillian, who has been arrested in Texas. She was coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and got pulled over for some reason at, I think it was a checkpoint, wherever they're just pulling everybody over. Ended up finding allegedly some cannabis in her vehicle and arrested her. I don't know what happened to her son. I believe that she had her son with her at that time. That's kind of disturbing that, you know, a young person going into the state's custody.
Taking somebody to jail for a bowl pack while their son's in the car. I mean, really, can't you just, if this has to be illegal, really, can't you just give them a ticket?
Indeed. So I was saying I wanted to figure out a better way to get the word out about how to go and donate to a bail fund. Apparently $500 is needed to be raised. I threw in $50 earlier today, and I think the guys from Freedom Fiends actually tossed in $100. So it's well over halfway there. You can go to our Facebook page. So go to facebook.freetalklive.com. There's a post there that's fairly recent. In fact, I'll highlight it. There's a post there about Jillian and her situation, and I've just commented on that post with a link to the chip-in. So, for those of you that want to help out, that's a good way to do it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully she'll get out in time to at least come join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that care about freedom, people that are actually willing to do something about it, because the sooner we can get active, the better, as far as I'm concerned. The more people that we can get to New Hampshire and get them doing something for liberty, whether it's running for political office or doing disobedience or creating media or whatever it is you're into, then the better off we're going to be. We've got over 1,000 people in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. There are over 12,000 people, I think over 12,000 that have, around 12,000 that have signed, that have pledged to make the move. Many of these folks are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this time next week, we're going to be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, coming up this Sunday night, Mark, you and Stephanie are going to be doing the Sunday show live.
It's true.
A pre-Pork Fest episode of Free Talk Live, and then, of course, we'll continue doing live shows throughout the week from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So go to porkfest.com. It's not too late to get registered. $35 gets you in for the whole week. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. If you've never been to a gathering of liberty-minded folks before, this is the one you want to attend. If you've been to another one, like, say, the Libertarian Party, this is completely different. This has nothing to do with party politics or any of that boring crap that goes on at party conventions. This is a camping festival in the woods, and there's live music, and there's games, and there's family activities, and a lot of stuff goes on, competitions of, there's like a rant contest, and there's going to be karaoke, I think, again this year, and a lot of great folks are going to be there, so don't miss it, PORCFEST.com. Now, something that's going to go down after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man does a great show. He's going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that means he's going to be up in the region for that sort of window of time. So Porkfest runs from this coming Monday the 18th through Sunday the 24th. Well, Monday the 25th, Adam Kokesh has called for a gathering down at the down at Middleborough, I believe it is, Massachusetts. And is it Middleborough?
Yes, it is. Middleborough, Mass.
He has called for a gathering there. And the reason why is because Middleborough, Massachusetts has just made national news by banning profanity. According to the Associated Press, residents in Middleborough have voted to make the foul-mouthed among them pay fines for swearing in public. At a town meeting on Monday night, residents voted 183-50 to approve a proposal from the police chief to impose a $20 fine on public profanity. Officials insist the proposal was not intended to censor casual or private conversations, but instead to crack down on loud, profanity-laden language used by teens and other young people in the downtown area and public parks. I have to say that this is something that has upset some folks here in the town in which we live, Nemi, you and I.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was some...
Loud cussing's going to upset people just about anywhere. I mean, if they've got their kids around, that kind of thing. I mean,
understood. But you know what? People need to get over it because they're just words, and sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Well, consider that if you don't cause offense to people, that you won't have a chance to be offended.
Well, you never know what's going to offend somebody.
That much is true. Cussing at the top of your lungs is probably, you know, like, there's a good chance.
Yeah. Well, there's no excuse for what they're doing here, though, Mark. I understand that people are offended, but you don't have a right to be free from offense.
You don't have the right, but I mean, you know, you probably should, when you go ask those kids to settle down. Sometimes, I'll bet you people have been cussed out and told to go get the hell out of there.
I bet you're right about that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And teenagers are going to be like that.
Yeah.
At least the ones that go to the government schools are going to be probably more likely to be a little bit more brash. And, you know, when I was
and
a young
person,
brashness. I cussed
a lot. As far as I'm concerned, using the force of government to hand out the $20 ticket, brashness, cussing out somebody who asked you not to cuss in front of their kid, brashness. Like, this is the reason. This is how these things compile. This is how the feud starts.
Well, right. Violence begets violence, or at least in this case, bad behavior is beginning bad behavior because... You know, oh, well, we're going to show these kids how seriously we take cursing. We're going to threaten them with jail. Because if you don't pay the $20 fine, well, something's going to happen to you.
Is that so? I wonder, you know, in this case, because parking tickets, they don't put you in jail for. They'll confiscate
try
your
not
car.
Try not paying the fine.
No, I don't think they will.
They will if you don't pay parking tickets. I can speak to this from personal experience.
You've been to jail?
They'll boot your car.
They'll tow your car. Well, you have to go for a time. Then they'll put you on a scofflaw list. And if they catch you again, yeah, they'll tow your car.
So they won't put you in jail.
No.
All right, 855-453.
So I don't know how this works exactly. What would happen?
This is not a traffic citation.
No, it's not.
Neither is
a parking ticket.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Usually when you don't pay a fine issued by the state, there's a good chance they're going to put you in a cage for it. 1-855-450-3733 will tell you more about their ban on profanity and what's going to happen as a result of Adam Kokesh making a call. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Okay, so we can talk about whatever's on your mind, but also in the news, there's some pretty important stuff going on. And one of them is a story out of Massachusetts, Middleborough, to be specific, where voters voted overwhelmingly to approve a proposal to impose a $20 fine on public profanity. Some people are very upset about some teenagers and other young people using downtown parks in the downtown area and also being filthy with their mouths at the same time. As
now, one of the biggest problems
to do.
One of the biggest problems I see here is the laws that restrict young people from getting jobs. I had a job at 12 years old, and you know, from during work hours, I wasn't on the streets and the parks or anything like that hanging out.
You're doing something valuable to the community, providing a service.
I'm doing my best at it, at the very least. And, you know, I learned more at that job than I think that I did in high school.
For sure. You certainly learn about people and interacting. And
so, the idea, they create the problem, and then, yeah, I get it. I don't want a bunch of teenagers cussing around my four-year-old son either. I do not want it. Now, granted, I don't spend a lot of time in the public parks here in the local area, but and when my son does go to public parks, generally high school students are in high school, but you know,
not now though. Summertime's about to start.
Are they really going to spend that much time by the playgrounds in the park?
Well, that was the big complaint last year here in Keene, was that there were a bunch of loser teenagers that were hanging out in the park and cursing up a storm.
But by the playgrounds?
Oh, well, I mean, not the playgrounds necessarily, but, I mean, some parents want to bring their kids to the park in the center of town. It's a central location.
Oh, I see, Central Square.
Yeah. That was what a lot of the controversy about. And, no, of course, a lot of it started after one of their friends was murdered, which was a pretty big deal here in Little Keene, New Hampshire. Murder doesn't tend to happen very often around here. That was one of the reasons why a lot of young people kind of coalesced onto the park, and of course they were upset about their friend being murdered, so some of them were drunk in the park, and that leads to people being more likely to
yell profanity loudly in every direction. So maybe something similar had happened down in Middleborough. Either way, young people in parks are going to do what young people do, and that is be brash and loud, and that's what they were doing, and now there's an ordinance against it. According to Mimi DeFilly, a store owner and former town select woman, she said after the vote, "I'm really happy about it. I'm sure there's going to be some fallout, but I think we did what was necessary."
Now, what we cast a vote to... to direct our town bullies to go after people exercising their First Amendment right to free speech.
Yeah, that's right, on public property.
Now, I wonder about this, Ian. You know, I don't like the government solutions any more than you do, but I don't like the idea of these young people out there cussing in the parks and that kind of thing.
Well, I like your solution. Let kids go to work.
Well, I'm for that, but these people can't do that. Individual can't do that. I like individual and group solutions, but, you know, the group solutions you really can't implement. So what if I got, like, one of those, you know, those air horns, and I just stood by the teens, you know, because... it's a park, and I can stand anywhere, do whatever I want. And every time one of them cusses, I just give them a good old second long blast of the air horn.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, there you go. You know, because at some point or another, they're going to do something that physical, which is really what it comes, you know, comes
you
down
try to start a fight.
Yeah, they're going to try something, or they're going to go away.
This is true.
And if they try something, then, you know, banging their head against the concrete, you know, parking thing, that's not a problem then, right?
Technically, it would be legal.
There you go.
So the article that you're going from, I assume the Associated Press probably picked it up from the Boston Globe, which is the article I have. It goes on to say, she says, she runs an auto parts store.
Is this Mimi DeFilly?
Yeah, Mimi DeFilly, and is among the downtown merchants who wanted to take a stand against the kind of swearing that can make customers uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, they'll sit on the bench and yell back and forth to each other with the foulest language. It's just so inappropriate.
Now, this is in the park or they're next to the store? I'm confused.
She says it's in the stores as well. It makes her customers uncomfortable.
Because if she's in the store, I mean, you know, just get out, kid.
Right, you could do that. But she says they also sit on the bench and yelp, so it's outside.
Some stores have benches, too.
This is true. But
some people are scared. I mean, I can understand. Look, I'm 41 years old. I can't. And when I was, you know, in my mid-20s, I could pretty much, you know, like, there weren't too many people on the planet that could outfight me hand-to-hand. But now, I'm old, my back hurts, I don't want to get into it with a 17-year-old kid. So, you know, how would I feel about going out there and talking to them? I would probably go out there and tell them to, you know, get a move on, and if they wanted to start something physical, I wouldn't do anything. And if they decided to, you know, do something physically to me, then I might call the police. But, you know, that's... you know, not everybody's going to feel like they want to go out there and confront these kids.
I don't know. I think you had made the point earlier. It's give kids jobs. If she runs an auto parts store, can't she give somebody a job? Get them off the bench swearing. It's like what else could she do about it?
I was just talking to a business owner yesterday and about, you know, employing people, and he's like, look, you know, when you're talking about a minimum wage employee, it's practically a $50,000 a year commitment when you're considering how difficult it is to fire people and all the regulations you have to go through and all these things. So, I mean, you know, they already have employees, so some of those costs are eaten up. But
$50,000 for a minimum wage sounds like an exaggeration.
I'm talking to a business owner.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I haven't hired any minimum wage people.
According to the news piece over there, the AP, the measure could raise questions about First Amendment rights, but state law does allow towns to enforce local laws that give police the power to arrest anyone who, quote, addresses another person with profane or obscene language, unquote, in a public place. So they're saying here that the law makes it pretty clear these things are illegal. In fact, point of information here, this particular law has existed for a while. According to the... town ordinances, there was something that has been on the books there since 1968.
It's no
been
spitting on the sidewalk either.
That's right.
A bylaw against public profanity, and basically that bylaw makes cursing a crime. It therefore has rarely, if ever, been enforced, according to the government bureaucrats, because it simply would not merit the time and expense to pursue a case through the courts.
But now it does.
Now what they're going to do is they will be decriminalizing. So this is actually a decriminalization effort to some extent, in that I guess it was a misdemeanor or something like that previously. Or it was like a must arrest, or perhaps it was like a shall arrest. We don't have the text of the law here in front of us.
Right.
But in order to decriminalize it to just a violation where it's only a ticketable offense, which is what they're saying here, this will become a $20 ticket rather than an actual arrest.
So how would you have voted on this?
Yikes. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So I guess it would depend. Well, I would have probably had to have either abstained or voted no, because this is going to result in more fundraising.
Probably true. Probably they're not arresting people for this currently and putting them in jail. I mean, right. You have to be a pretty egregious actor in order for this to happen. But I don't know. So, it's hard for me to feel any sympathy if you're out there just cursing up a storm.
Well, that's what's going to happen on the 25th of this month, because Adam Kokesh...
I'm not going.
From Adam versus the Man, I plan on going.
Yeah, I bet you do.
It'll be great.
I bet you do.
Adam Kokesh, bring a camera. I will bring a camera.
I absolutely want to go see
You're
going to
go?
Yeah, I've lived in downtown Keene for 15 years next to the college. I've seen my share of what a bunch of unruly swearing people can do. And the havoc they can wreak, I will most certainly be on hand to see how this goes down.
So the idea is to bring as many liberty-minded folks out and others who just want to, you know, protest this particular... Because you don't have to be liberty-minded to support freedom of speech. To bring people out in support of free speech and to basically, I don't know, use some profanity at the town hall. That's basically what the idea is.
Now, I understand why people want to protect their kids from this kind of language.
Oh, cut it out.
Look, you say to protect your kids, if you want to protect your kids, keep them in. I've got a four-year-old. I have done that. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that they will mimic whatever they hear.
So what?
They're going to hear it eventually.
Right.
They are going
to
hear it eventually.
Please stop trying to protect your kids from hearing the F-bomb, because it's ridiculous.
They're going
to
hear it. They're going to say it.
First grade.
What's that?
They're going to hear it by first grade.
I wonder if... I don't know.
Take the power out of it, I think.
Maybe. I don't know. The power is in it right now.
Yeah. You know, instead of slapping your kid or washing his mouth out with soap for using that type of language, you're right, Mark. Live through example. But really, coming at it from shielding them from it is... It's a word.
We're going to come back
like
with
potato.
More here in moments at 855-450-FREE. Would love to have your thoughts, especially if you're somebody that thinks cursing's bad. It's Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dried them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and find a variety of features that you can use totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you do enjoy, then maybe you'll want to pony up voluntarily and support the show. You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Amp, as in advertise, market, and promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month. We take that and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right through our site. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. When you do, it makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Middleborough, Massachusetts has banned, well, actually, they have had it banned for decades, but now it will become a $20 ticket if you are caught cursing in public. And now I don't know if a police officer actually has to witness this or if they can just take somebody's word for it, or what the provisions are of actually how someone will be issued a ticket for profanity. But that's what they're planning on doing, is issuing tickets likely to younger people who are apparently causing a stir in local parks, as, you know, younger people tend to be brash and more likely to curse. I know I was far more likely when I was a teenager to have the mouth of a sailor, and, you know, ever since then I realized that that didn't really get you anywhere in life, and so I, you know, cleaned up my act, so to speak. But I don't know if I would have been better because I had been fined by the government. I don't think that would have made the situation any better or me more likely to behave.
I'd like to know where the $20 is going, ultimately.
The city's budget, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. That's ridiculous.
Somebody's paycheck.
You know, and I think that a lot of people probably thought about it as the cussing jar.
Well, right, you know, and that's, you know, the one at work goes to charity.
Right, but, you know, it actually does something. Like, if the money went to charity, you'd be much more likely to have me on board.
And I agreed to it, just like everybody else in the office agreed to it.
Sure. A cussing jar?
Yeah. The office.
Interesting.
And, you know, but in this circumstance, I, for one, I don't like that it's always young people. The people that are most disenfranchised by the political system, least likely to vote, are always the ones after whom they seem to go.
Well, you know, I mean
they want to go after people that are showing their underwear or their butt crack on, with their pants down. But, you know, I mean, it could be just as offensive somebody wearing polyester pants.
They're probably as likely to go after a homeless man cursing downtown, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But it's not the ones likely to have the least amount of power.
Right, yeah. It's not likely going to be the guy driving a Lexus, you know, yelling a curse word at somebody.
I suppose it could be, but that guy's probably less likely to do such a thing, too. Yeah.
And what exactly is profanity? I mean, did they approve?
Good point. Is
well,
there a list
profane
of words?
Specifically, I don't know, but profane specifically means anti-religious. So, God D, that one is profane. Whereas that effing you know C word, that's not profane.
Now is that vulgar, by statute or by dictionary?
The dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, right, by statute, the word profanity can be defined as something completely different.
Right.
And, of course, we don't have the actual statute here.
I mean, it would be easy to say it's the seven dirty words, but...
Now, the claim here is that the statute that, or this ordinance that was voted in would actually decriminalize, not just decriminalize public profanity, allowing police to write tickets as they would for a traffic violation, but it would also decriminalize certain types of disorderly conduct, public drinking, and marijuana use. So, it almost sounds like it did good things, but... It's making the news for the free speech violation that is enshrined within it.
I just wonder who voted on what as a result. You know, if I heard this, I would probably have voted for this because it reduces the penalties under law for several things.
So, according to the news here, police officers who never enforce the bylaw might be tempted to issue these fines, and people might end up getting fined for constitutionally protected speech.
Absolutely.
This, according to the legal director of the ACLU of Massachusetts. Another local merchant described himself as ambivalent about the no-swearing proposal, likening it to try to enforce a ban on the seven dirty words of George Carlin in a nod to a famous sketch by that late comedian. Same business owner said, in view of words commonly used in movies and cable TV, it's kind of hard to define exactly what is obscene. He also owns a store in downtown Middleborough. So we will let you know as this situation develops, because it appears as though it's not clear how soon this ordinance goes into effect, but it sounds like it's immediate.
Somebody's going to get sued pretty soon.
And if it's enforced, there's a good chance of a lawsuit coming out of this. And, of course, a lot of times with these clearly unconstitutional laws, a lot of times they just bank on the idea that they're going to go after the poor, that they're going to go after people that don't know their rights, which, of course, are teenagers, and they're just going to extract money from them and just kind of keep their fingers crossed and hope no one sues them.
Right.
Most people won't.
What's the worst case scenario here? The institution calling itself the City of Middleborough is going to make some money by handing out these tickets. People are going to pay them, and they're going to keep the money. Then somebody sues them, and they have to pay for the attorneys. They'll pay for the attorneys through increased property taxes by the people of the City of Middleborough. And the people that are doing business as the City of Middleborough won't be out anything. They'll have made the money on the tickets. They'll take in some money for some of their town lawyers, whatever. Everything's great. Business is good.
Let's go to Adam listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hi, guys. Nemi, did I hear you say potato before the break?
You did.
Oh, my. Are you Irish?
No.
Oh, wow. Well, only we can say that word. You can say potato, but that word, it reminds us of a painful period in our history that we'd like not to be unnecessarily reminded of.
Well, are you going to propose an ordinance that would fine me $20 every time I say potato? Because that might lead me to say potato, potato, potato.
Goodbye.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. So I'm wondering if there's anybody out there who shares this mentality as you do, Mark, that you have a 4-year-old son. His name's Jack, as he will tell you if you meet him.
Yes.
And you want to protect him from hearing these words.
Yep, I do.
You are concerned with that. And I wonder, what's the point? As Nemi pointed out, he's going to hear these words at some point.
He's going to have sex, and I'm not going to pimp him out to the local 4-year-old girls. He's going to die, and I'm not going to kill him. So, for one thing,
that's two completely different worlds.
Oh, those are completely
extreme,
different.
Mark.
Taking arguments to the extreme shows their ludicrousness.
And the
idea.
So you're showing how ludicrous your argument is right now.
No, I'm showing that the fact is that there's a time and a place, and there's different ages for proper behavior, and that people make value judgments on you and your family based on the kind of words that your child uses. And so I can tell you, my son Jack will repeat the words he says. And the worst word he heard up to this point, or the word that he hears, the worst words he's heard up to this point is, I guess, Toy Story. And the first one has one of the characters calls the dog a stupid dog. And
so he says stupid dog.
So he'll say stupid, stupid, stupid when he gets upset. It's the only thing he's ever heard. Sometime he'll say, Daddy, that's not acceptable. Because he's heard that many times. Try to turn it around. If I can just say unacceptable, you know, maybe that'll change things. But, you know, it just goes to show. I've never said stupid in front of my son, but he's heard it, and he'll use it.
Now, I remember seeing a study, that I must have been in the last year or so, where they scientifically proved that swearing when you if you hit your thumb with a
makes
hammer
you
makes you feel better.
But
why would you deny your son
wait,
that?
Do you feel, hold on, do you feel better if you swear? Like, will you feel less good if you say, gosh darn it?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
At
correct.
A loud volume?
That's correct.
So you actually have to say the swear?
Say the swear. That's right. That's been given the social connotation. And that's,
because your mind makes the decision. While your mind is taken off the pain, it's making the decision between gosh darn and, you know, whatever it is, GD.
Now, two teenagers I know were raised in a house where things were not punished for use of the English words, and they had a conversation with their parents over the years, much like you're saying, Mark, is you know, you are judged by, and this is why I personally, the parents were saying, they personally did not use profane language, but they didn't get on their kids for using it. They just explained, hey, this is why. You know, there's a time and place, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
But
that's
it wasn't.
That that's how I'm going to do it too.
Right.
However, I'm not intending for that to be at 4 years old.
When he's
that
a
conversation.
Parent. Right. Right.
He's not capable.
It's cute when little kids curse.
It might be cute to you. It's not cute to their parents.
Right. I would agree with Mark on that one. You know, once you teach a parrot how to swear, you can't.
You can't
unteach it.
Yeah, and then he teaches all the other kids in the neighborhood.
855-453.
I've got that kid.
There's some great video of the African gray parrots on YouTube.
They're very smart.
They literally will play back sounds that they hear. Like if they're in a room with an answering machine, they'll play back all the answering machine sounds.
Or the sound of a squeaky belt in a dryer.
They
too.
Are spot on. It's amazing. 855-453. Hour two's next. You take control.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.